This chazar zechinish bechakasav shag v'mihu meseches mizakos daf lamed beis. Reb Chelboy said, I saw that Rav Huna would roll up his mezuzahs from left to right and would make the parshiyah stumos, meaning he'd begin the second parsha on the same line where the first parsha ended, leaving some space between the parshas, but would not begin the second parsha on a new line. Shlech the Gemara Brisa said, Rav Shimon Lazar said that Rav Meir would write mezuzahs on duch sustus, which is the part of the animal hide that's attached to the cloth before being separated and it's closer to the flesh of the animal, and would write them like columns of a sefer Torah and would leave margins on top and on bottom and would write the parshiyahs psuchos, meaning he would begin the second parsha on a new line. Rav Meir explained that he did that because the two parshas of mezuzah are not written next to each other in the Torah. Now, Rav Chananel, the name of Rav, passed like Rav Shimon Elazar. Presumably, he passed like him with regard to writing the parshiyahs psuchos. This contradicts the practice of Rav Huna, who was Rav's Talmud. And for the Gemara, Rav only passed like Rav Shimon Elazar in regard to leaving the margins for mezuzah. How much of a margin should be left? Rav Menashe bar Yaakov, or Rav Shmuel bar Yaakov, said the amount needed for the clip used to hold the cloth during the writing. Abaye asked Rav Yosef, do you not hold that Rav only passed like Rav Shimon in regard to the margin? We learn that Rav said we passed like the custom that people follow, and we see that the custom is for parshas to be written stumos. So Rav surely only passed like Rav Shimon in regard to the margins. Shema Amino. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok said, the ideal mitzvah is to write them stumos, but if they're written psuchos, it's kosher. Rav Shimon means to say that they may be even written psuchos. Based on this, Rav could have paskin like Rav Shimon, even regarding this as well. Maybe we can bring a proof from this from a brisa. The brisa says that worn out sefer Torah or tefillin may not be used for mezuzah because we don't demote levels of kedusha. And sefer Torah and tefillin are more kedusha than mezuzahs. It seems that if not for this reason, we would use a sefer Torah or tefillin for a mezuzah. Now, in a sefer Torah, these parshas are written stumos. It must be that Rav Meir would agree that parshas of mezuzah are to be written stumos. So it's fair. And furthermore, it may be that he holds that it must be written psuchos. When the brisa means is that if not for the problem of demotion of kedusha, if mezuzah was missing, let's say a pasuk, one would be able to take a pasuk from the sefer Torah and cut it out and place it into the mezuzah. How can we say that if not for the problem of the motion of a kedusha, we could use tefillin for a mezuzah? Bryce says that Allah Meshmesina teaches that tefillin should be written on cloth, mezuzah should be written on duch sustus. And tomorrow, that's lechatchila. But even the reverse would be kosher b'diavad. Bryce says that if the other type of parchment was used as possible, Mar says that's only in regard to tefillin. Bryce says that if either of them was switched as possible, Mar says again, only refers to tefillin. It means whether the tefillin were written on cloth, but on the side of the cloth that faced outward of the animal instead of the side that faced inward, or if it was written on duch sustus, the tefillin are possible. Another teretz, this brisa is subject to a machlekes among tanoim, we find in another brisa. How can we say that if not for the problem of demotion of kedusha, we can use tefillin for a mezuzah? We learn that a mezuzah has to have sirtut. How can tefillin, which doesn't need sirtut, be used for a mezuzah? After tomorrow is machlekes among tanoim, as we can see in another brisa, whether a mezuzah taka needs tzirtut. The Gemara passes that tefillin don't need tzirtut, but mezuzahs do need tzirtut. Also, both of them can be written without being copied from another written text. The reason is that these parshiyos are well known by people, and therefore we're not concerned that the sefer will make a mistake if he's not copying it from another text. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rav Chelboy said, I saw that when Rav Huna wanted to sit on a bed that had a sefer Torah on it, he moved the sefer Torah somewhere else and only then sat on the bed. He held that it's also to sit on the bed where the sefer Torah was lying. He argues with Rabbi Bachana, who said in the name of Yechanan that one may sit on the bed on which is a sefer Torah. Although we find a time when Rabbi Lazar sat on the bed and slid off as if bitten by a snake when he realized that there was a sefer Torah on it, that was actually because he saw a sefer Torah on the ground, not because it was on the bed with him. Zok Gemara weiter. Rav Huna Shmuel said if mezuzah was written like a letter, meaning without sirtut or being particular about the proper spelling, is possible. This is based on Gzeirah Shavah of Ksiva from the Halachas of Sefer Torah. Rav Yehuda Neimer Shmuel said if a mezuzah was put on a stick and leaned on the doorpost instead of being attached to it, it's possible. This is based on the word Bisharecha, in your gates, which Jesus says it has to be attached. Brisa says this as well. Vaiter, Rav Yehuda Neimer Shmuel said it's a mitzvah to put the mezuzah on the inside of the doorway. Fakmar Pshita, based on the pasuk of Bisharecha. Mar said we would think that since Rav says it's a mitzvah to put it on the tefach closest to the street, it's better to put it as far away from the house as possible. Shmuel therefore teaches us that it should be put in the doorway itself, meaning within the doorway itself. Zachmar Vaiter, Rav Yehuda Neimer Shmuel said if mezuzah is written on two columns, it's possible. Fakmar Brisa says if mezuzah is written on two columns and put into two doorposts, it's possible. This suggests that if they were both columns or put into the same doorpost, it would be kosher. And from what the Brisa means, that if it was written in two columns and therefore fit to be put into two doorposts, even if it was not, it's still possible. Zachmar Vaiter, Rav Yehuda Neimer Shmuel said for placement of the mezuzah on the right side, based on entering the room, one looks to the pivot, which Rav Ada explains to mean that we look to where the socket for pins on the door are to be placed. When a door is between two rooms and we don't know which room is being entered into, we look at the room which has the sockets, and that's the room that's being entered into. The Mara ends off, when the Reish Galusa built the house and asked Rav Nachman to put up the mezuzahs, he told the Reish Galusa, you first have to put up the doorpost, and only after that can we place the mezuzah on it.